May 9th, 2009, at 1 a.m., St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus." You are questioning the statement given by Our Lady on the 5th, the statement being that the tongues of fire above the apostles on Pentecost were a spark from her heart, the flame of holy love. To understand this, you must delve into the theology of the complete image of the united hearts. There are many aspects to this. First of all, remember the Holy Spirit and Mary were united at Jesus' conception. That is, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Our Lady at the conception. At Pentecost, the Eternal Father allowed a small spark from Mary's heart to be united once again with the Holy Spirit. Also, remember that the Immaculate Heart is God's holy and divine will. So is the Paraclete. So then, in this mystical union in God's will, they were one at Pentecost. In the complete image of the united hearts, the flame of holy love and the flame of divine love are encapsulated in the light of the Holy Spirit. They cannot be pulled apart. The union is mystically perfect. Therefore, where the Holy Spirit is acting, holy and divine love are present as well. This is the divine will. It will take theologians ages to sort this out. Therefore, do not try to resolve it tonight. On the same day at 9:30 a.m., St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus." I have come once again to speak on the topic I expounded upon last night, mainly the interaction of the divine will and the union of the united hearts pertaining to Pentecost. Don't worry if you can't grasp this information. Just write down what I say. Paternal love, which is the heart of the Father, is united with divine love, Jesus' sacred heart and holy love, the heart, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. These are all the eternal divine will. When one is acting, all are. None can act or have essence outside of the divine will. Paternal love gives the light of the Holy Spirit, which encapsulates holy and divine love. So then, the tongues of fire on Pentecost, which were the visible presence of the light of the Holy Spirit, encapsulated holy and divine love. Thus, Our Lady's statement that the tongues were a spark from her heart. A spark is only a small portion of a flame, but enough to ignite other flames. Certainly, holy love was a part of the tradition of holy boldness in the apostles' hearts after Pentecost.